KQ4AIZ.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Chase. This is ZYX. How you doing today?
You're not doing too much. We had to cut up a tree that we put it down to make a path for the antenna on the side of the house, so I had to cut that up today.
So you're mobile right now, correct? If you are, I got you 5x5.
10-4, this is the mobile that's in the car, and I am sitting in the driveway.
Yeah, I got you 5x5. Sound pretty good sitting there in the driveway.
9000D, and I had a ghost antenna on it, and I wasn't getting out for crap, so I switched it to a half-wave 36-inch stainless antenna, and it seems to be doing a lot better. I can hit Anderson from the car.
Pretty dead blame good there. I'm over here in Duncan rolling around, about to head over to Greer, go pick up some stuff for my dad at Lowe's, but you sound pretty good on my end.
Just don't do too bad. Your 9800 sounds really good over here.
I'd like to hear that my 9800 sounds pretty good, especially when I'm on a $30 7900D Amazon special dual band antenna.
I spent a little bit more on the antenna that I have, but as soon as I can and stuff, I'm going to get a better base antenna, but for the time being and stuff, it's holding its own, so I'm able to hit anywhere I need to, so that's pretty good.
What are you running at the house for your base antenna? Over.
I can't pronounce the name brand of it, but it's only a 6-foot dual band antenna, fiberglass, and it screws together. We mounted it on the corner of the house where the spotlights are, but the it was $93, but the one I want to get is a Tram 1481, which is a 17-foot, and put it up there.
Hey, when you get me a chance, if you can, send me a link to the one you're running base station right now, because what I plan on doing is probably picking up another 9800 like I have mobile and putting with a bench power supply to run base and actually attach a fiberglass antenna to a 1.5-inch chain link fence top post and mount to my chimney. So, yeah, if you could, just shoot me a link of the antenna that you've got right now, if you can. Over.
Will. I got a PowerWorks as a base, and I wouldn't really say it's dual band because it covers from 138 all the way up to like 470. You can get GMRS on it, you can get the 70 centimeter, and you can get the regular VHF on it.
Copy that. Yeah, it's sort of like a tri-band then, what they call. I got you. But yeah, whenever you get a moment, shoot me that link, however you want to. You got a bunch of my contact info. But you sound good on my end.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. I've done radio checks and check-ins and stuff on the base and stuff, but I've yet to get any feedback on this mobile unit since I've had it, so it's good to hear that it's actually getting out there.
This is KO4ZYX. I will be monitoring mobile.
This is KQ4AIZ, and I will be clear from mobile going back to the base.
Codes on 2 meters, KI4DOS said that. NTR Mobile.
ARKI4DOS Mobile. How in the world are you this afternoon, Mr. Tom?
Oh, I'm doing great. I was talking to Bernice, and I didn't hear what you said. Don't use what on, what was it, VHF gearing? And I'm not being a smart aleck. I'm serious.
I used 10 codes. He said 10-4. And I just told him he wasn't supposed to use 10 codes on 2 meters.
Oh, yeah, that's, I usually tell the folks that, and they just don't know when they first start out. I'll tell you, I knew all them 10 codes from 10-1 to 10-99 back in Kansas, but I had to lose those. How you doing this evening, sir? I haven't heard you in a little while. Chad was over there the other day and helped me with my 160-meter folding counterpoise vertical.
Well, I've been out and about today. I went over to W4TWX's house, picked up a piece of mast pipe that I would make a gin pole out of, and got a couple of other antennas, and then we rode up to Nancy Mountain, up to the repeater site up there, and then we went and had some lunch, and we just been out of roaming around.
Was you up at Fred's place?
Yep, that's where I wondered we went to.
Well, I'll tell you, I have never been up there, and I'd like to go up there and see it. I've seen, he sent me a lot of pictures of it, and it's a beautiful spot.
You wouldn't believe the view from up there, Tom. It's just absolutely amazing. We went up to the repeater site. We didn't go out to Fred's house, but he's got another little cabin that he rents out, and we went by it, and then we went on up a little bit to the repeater site and worked on the repeater a little bit. It's got a crazy thing going on. It's linked with the 6 mile mountain repeater, and when one identifies, they both identify. It's kind of a strange situation, but anyway, we're going to take the link radio out, and somebody else had been up there and took the link radio out before we got there. So it does not have a link radio involved in it. It's all done through the computer and stuff now.
Roger. Well, several years ago, I think I had that frequency, but does that belong to Fred's?
Belongs to Jack, W4TWX, and it's 444875. And I think he said the tone was 110.9 or something like that.
I've never used the 440 down here at all. I got a couple of them programmed, and I'll have to check and see. I doubt if I can hit it with my little verticals there, though, Gary.
Surprise you. It works real well, and like I said, it's linked with the repeater there on 6 Mile Mountain, and I'm sure you ought to be able to hit it from your place. I don't know what that frequency is right off the top of my head, but I can figure it out when I get to the house, or you can look it up on the repeater book.
You email me that stuff if you can remember to, Karen. If you're like me, you'll forget it. But if you don't, send her down the line to me, Gary.
Yeah, I'll try to remember to do that when I get home this evening.
Maybe I can put it in there in the kitchen, and I enjoy that. I haven't been on much lately, and you know why. But I've been on quite a little bit here in the last couple of days, and not had too much QRM. But, we can just hope that goes away. Haven't done much HF either. I've been messing with that antenna, and so I'm so dead bum bruised and stoved up. I'm not sure. I like the way we finally got that L in the top of that, and it's very difficult. And I got a guy with playing his music real loud with his bass going behind me, if you hear anything in the radio. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be satisfied with that part of it, but Chad will be back down one of these days, and I'll have him put his Mark II eyeball on it. The SWR come out at 2.4, so that was good.
The positive come out of it. I'm going to go over to Chad's probably Thursday, depending on how our... We got a real close friend lives up in Statesville, North Carolina. Had a heart attack Sunday, and he's in the hospital. He had a stent put in that particular artery, and it blocked up again, and they tried to go in from the top side and couldn't unblock it. So today they went in from the groin, and I haven't been at home, so I don't know how that procedure came out. But hopefully that all went well as far as that goes. But if all goes well, I'm going over to Chad's Thursday, and when we get through with what we're working on for me, if we got time, we'll run over to your place for a little bit.
Oh, boy, that'd be wonderful, wouldn't it, Mom?
Yes, it would. Hi, Gary.
I hope you're doing well.
Well, I'm doing fine.
We just went to the grandson's band concert over at Riverside High School. And I'm telling you, that 6th and 7th grade man, he's in the 7th. It's just awesome. I was amazed. And the directors, I've played under a lot of directors, and he's amazing. So we really enjoyed it. That's really the first time we've been around a crowd, and I don't know when, Gary. It still worries me. Oops, I better stop for that one. Got a magenta light here, is what I call them, and I decided not to run that one.
Well, I don't blame you, Tom. I got to where I stopped for them as well. I was headed back home, coming through the country, and I wasn't paying attention. I was playing with the radios and stuff, and I almost ran a stop sign, which I don't like. It was a four-way, but I don't trust them four-way stop signs, so I try to stop for them and try to pay attention. But I was... I'll be honest, I was playing with radios instead of minding what I was doing.
Well, look down. I'm looking back now. There's this black guy behind me back here. He's got one of them boom boxes that... It's either that or a kazoo muffler, I'll tell you. I guess you can get the opinion you like to hear their music or something. Some of these kids, the way they do nowadays. And it don't have to be black. It can be white or any other color. And they got those boom boxes. I don't like them. But at any rate, they're not going to hear the grandkids. So that's one bit of satisfaction I get out of that, Gary. Well, yeah, come on by if you can. We're not going to be doing much if it's hot outside, that's for sure. But I'd love to have you come by and visit. And text me or something if you're coming. Maybe Maurice can have something ready for us. We got doctor's appointments through Wednesday, don't we, Maurice?
Yeah.
And then after that, we're free the rest of the week. I get tired of seeing doctors.
Well, Joy's got a doctor's appointment in the morning at 9:45. And she is not a morning person. She normally sleeps in until about 10 or 10:30 and takes her meds. And after she takes those, an hour later, I fix her breakfast. So after Wednesday, we'll be in good shape, both of us, as far as the doctors go, sounds like.
Send your old TR. That's outstanding. Well, Bernice had one for her heart doctor this morning at 8 o'clock. And, oh, a year or two ago, she had, several years ago, she had a stent put in. Well, unbeknownst to us, after 4 years, it blocked up. And they did these nuclear tests and all of that, and chemical stress tests, and it showed something was wrong. And so they went in and did the catheterization from the groin area. And they did mine up my arm the last time, so that was great. A lot easier, for me anyways. And she had grown arteries around that stent, and that was the widowmaker artery that plugged back up. But somehow or another, a miracle, I guess, she growed arteries around that. And the doctor that did the stent He wasn't a regular doctor because our doctor had his arm had surgery on it. And he says, "Who sent you up here for this?" And I told him who it was, and he's very well respected. And he said, "Well, she's growing arteries around that. She didn't need this at all." I don't know what that cost. But thank God we got good insurance. But I know one time she had one stent put in. It was about 17. No, how much was it? $77,000. But thank God we got people who knew that stuff. But I couldn't believe that. Just drove right around that stent, Gary. So we wish your friend well.
Anything, Tom, that she grew those arteries around the stent stuff. I hate that she had to go through all of that, but I'll let you know how Rick comes out. Change the subject a little bit. Old Jack showed me a new radio that he's going to put up for sale. I told him, I said, "I want that radio," and I said, "But I ain't got the money to pay for it," and they just laughed. He's got a Kenwood 590SG.
Oh, boy. You know, I've looked at that TS-890 in that, and, boy, they're clear out of sight. And, you know, I get to thinking about it, and there's just nothing this radio won't do. I worked Mongolia the other night on the first try, and there was a terrible pileup on him. I'd worked him before, but not on 15 meters. And then I worked the Russian, and which is not unusual, of course. But what was unusual, I worked the Ukrainian right after that, and they haven't been on the air. They shut down, I know, for 30 days, I heard. But that 590SG will just do anything you want, and that's what N4IQ has. And if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
And that, well, he... I asked him what he had to have for it, and he told me, and just for giggles, I looked it up at on the phone at HRO, and they've got them on sale right now for $1,520. I don't know if they've got them in stock or not, but they've got them on sale. But it was less than that, and this radio looked like it was brand new. He still got the box that came in, the power cord, the microphone, the instruction book. The whole nine yards. The price he gave me, I told him, I said, "Man, if I had that money in my pocket," I said, "I'd take the radio home with me today."
This is your old TR. Well, by golly, I'll tell you, it'd be well worth it, Gary. You'd love it. I sold my TS-590S, and it was a superb radio, and I'd only used it about a year, but there were some features that I wanted on the SG, so I got it, and I let Bill have it for, $900, something like that, $600. I imagine you'd have bought that quick. He seemed like a good man, but I didn't know you was interested in him at that time, Gary.
Tom, you know how we are. We don't seem to be ever satisfied with what we got. Most of the time, I've got a 2000, and I've got a old Yaesu FT840. It's just a little old plain Jane, no frills HF rig. It doesn't cover 6 meters, but it covers everything else. And I tell you what, I use it to check into the sideband net more than I do the 2000.
Well, Gary, we've arrived at home. I thought I heard something in the background, but I don't know what it was. But at any rate, Gary, I've heard a lot of the guys with that TS-2000, they liked them. I never really liked the idea of having HF and VHF in the same radio, but they got it down now. I think that 990 is that way. And so I wouldn't be afraid of it nowadays. But I don't like it when one radio breaks and you got to send them both in. It's kind of like the old days when you bought one of those console stereos, you know, with the TV and the stereo and the radio in it. One thing broke, you was out the whole nine yards. But anyways, take care, Gary. I got to go out and gather up the eggs and call her a day, bud. Yeah, okay. KI4DOS and 0TR73 is Gary.
You and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon. We'll talk at you a little bit later, and go get those eggs, and I'll shoot you a text Thursday when I get over to Chad's, and then if we got time, and we'll swing by there, and I'll shoot you an email tonight with the information on that 440 machine.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
Great. Tell Miss Bernice I said bye, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
Mr. Gary, this is KO4DZYX. I didn't get your call sign. You got a copy?
X KI4DOS Mobile.
I want to apologize for using 10 codes on 2-meter band. I am new to the radio world. That's going to be a habit that I'll do my best to break, and I appreciate the info on that. KO4ZYX, I'll be monitoring.
Well, I could tell you were in New Ham by the call sign, and don't feel bad. I did it when I first started. I used them as well, and of course I got told about it, and I said, okay, I'll learn from that experience. But just, you know, we try to help each other out as best we can, and if I was a little short, I apologize for that, but I just want you to know that that's one thing we don't do, and that's okay. Everybody makes a mistake, and hope you have a great afternoon. Enjoy the hobby as much as I do, and you'll really enjoy it. KO4ZYX, KI4DOS Mobile.
You do appreciate it, and there ain't no apology needed. If I need to be put in my place at any time, I got thick skin, I can handle it. That's KO4ZYX, monitoring, mobile.
ZYX, this is N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm over here in Greer. I don't know if you can hear me or not, because I'm in the garage now. I just wanted you to know, we all did the same thing, and got called for it, but you enjoy the hobby, and I wasn't trying to cut you off. I thought I heard something else on there a while ago, and we were pulling in the garage, and I didn't want to run over anything. You have a nice evening. This is N0TR, clear.